In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Do you trust someone who doesn't like a Pop-Tart?
Dirt.
Can I give you a hot take that might make people look at me and call me an idiot? I think Pop-Tarts are disgusting.
Sprague.
I used to raw dog Pop-Tarts religiously.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm anti-Pop-Tart.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague, Portland sports leader. 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Poll question's up for you. I put it up because you wanted it. Is it a big deal that LeBron's streak of scoring 10 points or more in 1,297 straight regular season games ended last night? Yes or no? No is winning.
Swinging a foul.
That's what happened to me in the group chat right now, too. I asked the group chat, as you asked.
I don't think people care about regular season NBA anymore.
First response from Bradley said, took the day off of work today to process it, so we went immediately sarcastic.
So then there was a prayers off the bat.
Laughing face emoji. Then there, Tommy chimed in with, people don't care about things they can't do. Scott then chimed in saying, Cash could average 10 in the NBA. Cash then chimed in and said, exactly. That's where we're at so far in responses, so, you know, I'm an idiot.
Cash is shorter than I am, and he's white, so I have R&I believing he scored 2 points.
Cash couldn't guard me, dude.
J.J. Barea locked him up.
LaSalle, get out of here. Nobody's scared of LaSalle. We had your new head coach on earlier in the show today.
We did.
6:30 a.m., bright and early. For the morning crowd.
You going to be able to get through this segment? I am nervous. This Henry thing's just going to pop up at 9:09.
Yeah, they're live. I got McAfee on. It's supposed to be 5 minutes from now, so okay. We'll see. He's talking to Kirk Herbstreit, who's probably complaining about something that he caused to happen in college football right now. But once we find out, we'll give you the news on it.
By the way, you can be like us. That show can be on to follow the Henry news, but on mute. And you listen to Dirt and Sprague.
That is exactly where you should be. We'll also tell you immediately when it happens. So just keep it here. We'll let you know how it goes. But your head coach was on, and a couple of things here that stood out. Now, go check the entire interview out, because he's great. I mentioned this earlier in the week, how nice it is to have a head coach at your program who, one, I'm going to enjoy listening to press conferences, and two, I actually want to interview. Mm. Not that you didn't ever want to, it's like nice to say you have a name on your show, and then you would interview Trent Bray, and it'd be like,
Gary was probably the last one.
Last one, yeah.
But
Go Beavers, how about that?
Yeah, talk about Blanton's.
It didn't end well, I get it, but...
But yeah, that's where it sucked, was you started losing, and it's like, okay.
And it's not fun.
Joking with you every week.
So, Jamarcus Shepherd was on the show earlier this morning, and he talked about his vision and what he wants the program to look like.
I've just been able to spread my vision amongst a lot of young people over the course of my coaching career. Just because I'm not afraid to tell my story. And so when they start to hear my story, they really truly are able to connect with it. Not only them, but their parents, their high school coaches, and people that influence them, their mentors. And so I just always have that ability to connect with people in that way. And so I'm letting them know this will be a program that's rooted in accountability, discipline, and I just want them to really care for one another, and that's when I talk about family, families forget about me, I love you. And I tell them how much I'm going to love them as players, because most players don't care what you know until they know that you care. And so I care about my players. And that's why, even former first-round draft pick Jahad Campbell here at Alabama, he played linebacker. but he's FaceTiming me, and like he's like, Coach, I feel like I got the job hearing that you got the job, you know? With Jack Westover, played tight end for us at Washington, he's calling, Coach Shep, I just got the job because you got an opportunity. So I just have always had a lot of care for all of the players on the football roster, and that's what I will do with the young men that we're going to bring into Corvallis.
You know, look, it's refreshing to hear, because I think a lot of the sport now for some is transactional. Who's going to pay me? Where am I going to go? I don't really care about relationships. And he's a guy who clearly, at multiple stops now, he mentioned a Washington player, he mentioned an Alabama player. He's, you know, been at both schools here in the last handful of years with Kalen DeBoer. There is a love for him, and any little bit of effort that you get from your players because they genuinely care about the head coach and want to play hard for him, and you're not just there because you're collecting a check, can help you on Saturdays, and I thought that was really cool to hear.
Yeah, I mean, it's still very transactional, but having relationships is important. Let's see what Chris Henry Jr. does. If he goes to Oregon, that's going to be a relationship thing, because it's not Oregon paid the most. Like, LSU's paying, Texas is paying, Ohio State's paying, USC's paying.
No, Oregon
paying.
Only gets guys because they pay. That's
right.
The only reason they get
and
guys.
I think as
it has nothing to do with relationships.
Right, I think we've seen the last 2 years that is 100% accurate. So as long as he can get in there, and man, talk about having a small window. He gets in there and the recruiting deadline's just a couple days away. He instantly flips a four-star receiver, and then he gets another big-body receiver. Then he gets an edge rusher that the Crimson Tide may or may not have been willing to offer last second if certain things don't fall into place. And I'll tell you this, I don't know what they're going to end up doing at quarterback. It's a very fair question. I think there might be some smoke to that backup quarterback at Alabama.
Austin Mack.
They have a relationship clearly with Folsom High School. They are connected with Mack. I think they're going to be very delicate in not wanting to piss off Kalen DeBoer and poach guys in an illegal way that a lot of programs do. But I think there's going to be some, hey, man, if you do, let us know.
Give us a look. Come play right away.
And it's something to watch. And for me, seeing what he did on the recruiting trail within just a couple days, paired with, I just don't think he's going to allow himself at Oregon State to be limited to who he can go talk to. He flipped an Ole Miss guy. So, like, even if that kid wouldn't have been the top target for Ole Miss, it's still like, oh, Oregon State stole an Ole Miss kid. I think there was the other kid is an Arizona State, Utah kid. The edge rusher was getting sniffs by Alabama. So, you know, a lot to wait and see on stuff. But if he can sell a solid vision and keep really good relationships, there's no reason that dude can't get in there and become the premier juggernaut recruiter of his conference.
Yeah, Austin Mack would be a great pull. And I think the biggest question you have to ask yourself, does Ty Simpson come back for another year? Because if he does, that's a big domino to fall where you're waiting. If you're Austin Mack, you're waiting another year to play. And maybe he's cool with that. Ty Simpson waited 4 years at Alabama to get his opportunity. So maybe he wants to be one of those guys. But I do think you get a year of development. There's familiarity with the staff. All of a sudden, there's another year in your way of not being able to play. And so all of a sudden, that comes into play if Ty Simpson comes back for another year. Still no Chris Henry on McAfee. We'll let you know as soon as the interview starts there.
I think, Dirt, this is why I stopped watching them. And it wasn't just a record
thing. Oh, it's a tease of a tie.
Like, well, you'd mentioned, I think, I can't remember what game it was, but it was one of the last ones. And you're like, hey, Tia played okay. Tristan Tia.
Oh, yeah, for Oregon State.
And
sorry,
I mean no disrespect to the kid. Maybe he hangs around. I just couldn't have cared less. It's like none of these players could be on the roster. Some of them could, but like almost none of the performance mattered. And will to them evaluating it, but until we see what the roster is, I just had a hard time caring about watching that team.
Tend to agree with you, man. There's no tanking in college football. It's not like you got the number one pick out of it, so you're glued to it, right? There's no benefit of losing games. Here is Shepard, and on that point about building a roster, I think this is the next challenge. So he's finishing the SEC title game. He's coaching in that game tomorrow for Alabama, and then on Sunday morning, he's waking up, jumping on a bird, flying to Corvallis, and his era of Oregon State football officially begins. He's not sticking with Alabama through their playoff run, which they will be in the playoff win or lose tomorrow. Here he is talking about building a roster because it looks a lot different than it used to. The portal will open in January. Here he is on his process there.
Well, fundamentally, I believe in really truly still building a roster through high school kids. You know, I think that I want to be able to develop them and help them see how our programs run at a high level. And so that to me is really important. Plus, I think the nucleus of the football teams is going to come from, you know, within a 5-hour radius of of Oregon State, of Corvallis. And so I'm not saying a number per se of players, but the nucleus. These are the guys that are going to take people home and take them to the lake with them, take them home for Thanksgiving, things of that nature. Those are our nucleus players, but they are contributors as well to the football team and some starters. But we're definitely going to have to go into the portal to fill out a full roster. Normally at this time, you'd be signing anywhere from 20 to 30 kids or high school kids, but we're going to have to go into the portal and bring some young men in order to make sure that we have a roster that's prepared and ready to compete. Now, I want to be clear, that does not disclude the current guys on the roster, okay? So we're still going through the process of evaluating each and every one of them, and there are certainly players there that just haven't had their opportunity. They're going to have a better chance to develop in our program, and then we'll continue to, you know, investigate what's the best avenue for meshing all of it together. But I think we got a really good plan. I think I got a really good team helping me get that all together. And like I said, I can't wait to get there Sunday to really start pushing the envelope and continuing forward.
So a couple of angles there. One, I found it interesting to talk about the nucleus of players wanting to be from a radius around Corvallis. And that's one of the criticisms I know guys like Nimick, who follow recruiting closer than I do, had of the previous staff, of they didn't handle in-state recruiting. And it's not like we live in a state where there's nothing but blue chippers, right? But there's decent players. And mm-hmm. You guys have followed high school football closer in the years, last handful of years. The running back from Lake Oswego, where did he go? Utah. The
he
running
was
back
to go to Oregon State.
He was.
They completely screwed that one up.
Running back from Lake Ridge goes to Washington. The was it defensive lineman, I think, at Lake Oswego? The
no,
Sam
Lake
kid?
Ridge goes to West Virginia, yeah. And then a linebacker
West Virginia,
from Lake Oswego
Lake,
went
to Washington.
Washington.
The quarterback from Mountainside goes to New Mexico. Quarterback from Philomath goes to Boise State. Like, you just go up and down. The kid from Lake Oswego, quarterback, goes to Washington State, right? Yeah. And then the top player in the state was Tony Cumberland, which is a little misleading because Oregon moved him to Willamette to go to high school here. But still, he went to Oregon. So you look at the top 10 players in the state.
Yeah.
None of them went to Oregon State. Now, that's not the fault of the staff. They just took over last week.
Yeah.
But I thought that was an interesting look at the strategy of, we want to make sure that those are our nucleus of players that understand what it means to be a part of the program, who grew up around the program, and let's build a fence around some of these guys that are those kind of chip on their shoulder three-star recruits. We can go grab them over a Boise or a New Mexico or a Washington State and start from there and then build through the portal.
Well, I also think there's an element of this too, like connecting with the local high schools, to your point of trying to put, you know, obviously like a four-star kid with UW calling, who by the way had their best recruiting class ever. That's going to be tough to compete against. Maybe the kid wants to stay in state, or maybe a Big Ten team catches his eye a little bit more. But there are little things around here locally that, like, I've been surprised to follow it, because I'm not saying it's happened every time. I don't even remember the name of it, but it was basically like a showcase locally, like a Northwest-type showcase thing. And it's just like a standard camp with all the best talent, and then, like, all of these people are supposed to show up and speak. Like, Lanning would show up and talk.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't. Trent Bray.
And the players in there, and a lot of them aren't even Oregon caliber recruits, but he's still there.
Why would Dan Lanning be going to that and Trent Bray wouldn't? Like, what are we doing here? So I don't think you're going to have to worry about that with Jamarcus Shepherd. And I think what we're going to see next year is, there's going to be some returning players from this year's team. Then you're going to get a ton of portal talent that can play, mixed with trying to plug in as many guys he can get in this class, and then in the next signing period that he can try to develop and build up. So I don't know what that means from a win-loss standpoint in that conference.
Sure. Yeah, next year's a question mark.
But it's definitely going to be we recruit urgency, as Henry is on TV now. We're waiting.
He is, yeah.
But it's also going to be a mix of, you got to be a little patient here of, like, let's not overreact to the first year if he's trying to develop a bunch of freshmen.
No, you're going to have to tear down that roster a little bit. I think we can all acknowledge that and build it back up. It'll just be a question of the numbers game, I find interesting, because they're only bringing in 10 kids right now in high school recruiting.
In this class.
And as he mentioned, that usually that's a 25-ish number. Right, so there's a difference of 15 there. So in a normal year where maybe you want to do a little roster purging, like a lot of guys you see under the portal at some places this time of year are just guys who are told, like, I'm not gonna have a spot next year.
Well,
like, it's just
another,
a bit of a shoe in
now. And did they get rid of the February signing?
Nope, that signing day still exists, but I don't know how many. There's very few kids that are left. The vast majority of high school recruits sign in this window as opposed to the February window, because then you can enroll early. What happened?
I have no idea.
Oh, he went to Ohio State. Are they ahead of us?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, committing to Ohio State University.
Oh, okay, there you go. Sticking with Ohio State. All right, there you go. Chris Henry, sticking with Ohio State. Thank God we got Jalen Lott, man.
I don't know why Danny Meringue is celebrating, because he's going to be a Duck in a year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably not transfer out of Ohio State, but also, you know.
You never know, dude.
Oregon's got the number 2 recruiting class in the country. We're 11-1 and going to the college football playoff, so have fun in the L.A. Bowl. We're doing all right. We'll be okay.
Well, it's just like you and him were competing for this kid.
Oh, it would have been a big deal to get him, dude. Yeah, it would have been a huge deal. Yeah. So Chris Henry sticking with Ohio State. Damn it. That would have been nice. Two five-star receivers.
Follow up on a stat. Meringue did calculate. It had been 259 extra games added to LeBron's streak.
259 in the postseason?
If he scored 10 against J.J. Barea.
Okay. Plus the regular season games?
If you just don't have the J.J. Barea game, it's 259 extra games.
Yeah, the group chat. Still not for this. Getting killed here.
I didn't want to be that guy, dude. I love that you brought it up. I almost put it in the show notes.
I'll die on the hill, dude. I'll die on the hill. I don't care. It's a big deal.
You die on a lot of hills, though.
It's a big deal.
There's a lot of tombstones of Dirt's
Bears sucks.
Dirt's takes.
Dirt's takes hills.
Kirk Cousins, franchise quarterback.
The Johnson Cemetery is loaded. Here he lies. Ty Thompson was a 5-star quarterback.
I mean, he was a 5-star quarterback. No. What you want from me? I didn't rank him. I'm not an analyst here. I'm just reading the rankings off, all right? Damn it. Getting Henry would have been cool. All right, there you go. Jamarcus Shepard, go check out the entire interview, man. He was really fun. We'll post it 1051thefan.com. And you can go catch and chat thing. Or on YouTube, just rewind back to about 30 minutes into the show, and you'll find it. And he was a delight to talk to. We will spring the line coming up bottom of the hour. The fan text line, 503-864-6326. Let's stick in college football with a couple of angles on the conference championship games, including what are you rooting for? Are you a agent of chaos? Next on The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah! Dared to dream for a moment. I thought he was going to do it. Damn it, Dan! Thought he was going to do it. So close. 2 5-star wide receivers in the same class would have been awesome.
Who is this Botox bro?
We're watching the FIFA draw now. We've changed our channels.
Absolutely makes love to himself in a mirror.
This is just ridiculous nonsense. What is happening right now?
Who is this?
How long does this go on for until we find out who they play?
Oh, this will go on probably till noon.
Jeez. Why do we watch this part of it?
What are you doing?
I don't know when they're actually going to start drawing.
Is that Nicole Scherzinger?
I think it is, yeah.
She won the Tony for Best Actress in a Musical this past year.
She dated one of those guys from the Laguna Beach TV show, and that really pissed me off because I was a big Pussycat Doll fan, and that cat was kind of ugly. And I'm like, really?
She did a revival of Funny Girl. Playing Barbara Streisand's character that she made famous and won the Tony.
Who's the guy?
I have no idea who that is.
Is that Enrique Iglesias?
I don't know. I'll have to go look.
He's pulling his pants up. Pull your pants up, buddy. You're on TV,
man. I think Enrique is still with Kournikova.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, good life for him.
My wife hates him.
Enrique Iglesias?
Hates.
I mean,
Enrique.
I kind of hate him,
too. Julio?
Julio?
Who's Julio?
His dad.
What?
She definitely doesn't know Julio Iglesias.
I've never heard of Julio.
He sang with Willie Nelson to All the Girls I've Loved Before.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know Julio Iglesias was a thing.
But when I one time a song popped up and it was like,
she's gonna get off the Ozempic,
man. Hero, babe. My wife was like, turn this off right now. It's like, oh, okay.
Ping pong song.
It started with Andrea Bocelli. He was the opening performance. And then Hart and Klum were out there.
How boring is this to be at, by the way?
It seems horrible to sit through for 3 hours.
5 hours?
There's no way this
is a good performance. It started 2 hours ago.
There's no way this
is enjoyable. No, it started. They did a pre.
They do like an award
carpet
thing.
They did the red carpet for a half hour. It started at 9.
Yeah, but you know they're there an hour before that.
Is it mandatory to bring a Ziploc bag full of your own farts so you can just sniff them? Because if you're in this building, you're a fart sniffer. There's a take for you. Conference championship weekend in college football starts tonight. I will keep an eye on it because Oregon might play potentially the winner of either game tonight.
Yeah.
James Madison is up first, and then they're playing Troy, if you care. They're a big, massive favorite in that game. And then an hour later,
right,
you get the American Conference championship between Tulane and North Texas.
Do you think Kirk is bringing his dog onto everything he does on television now so you don't hate him?
Yes, that's the whole ploy that he's trying to play.
Like, you can't hate
my
me.
Dog.
I have a dog.
Look,
I'm a dog
this.
Guy.
Everybody loves me.
This is my Juice Kiffin.
No, we don't, Kirk.
Sorry, I saw him on McAfee. The dog's running around McAfee's butt, and I'm like, you're only doing this because you give very questionably, sometimes bad takes, and you don't want America to universally not like you.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay. Mississippi State's a tough place to go play, though. Now, which camp do you guys sit in? So my team is obviously involved, so you guys are innocent bystanders here this weekend, going into the playoff format. Are you an agent of are we rooting for all hell to break loose? What are we rooting for this weekend?
Well, I'm kind of doing something that I didn't think I'd do at the start of the show, and that is something Shahan J. Araja had said to us. I think he's right on BYU, and you know, Sukanik said this a couple days ago, and I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, dude, like, it is funny how we don't talk about them at all, and yet we're debating Notre Dame-Miami. One of those teams has one loss, and it's to one team that they're playing, by the way, in the conference championship game. And maybe you, I test Sprague, Notre Dame's better at BYU, Miami beat BYU. Yeah.
I think
but like, that's not a metric.
Does your opinion change based on the outcome of the game this weekend? Like, if the game, let me ask you this, because I agree with you. I said it earlier this week. I said BYU is getting criminally screwed here. They're 11-1, and we're not even debating them. They're like the easy one to kick out.
Sure, we'll have beaten them twice.
Also, that might.
So if it's a 28-point game,
that
doesn't change the equation.
All I know is Texas Tech is better than BYU.
Texas Tech might have.
Yeah,
Texas Tech could win the whole thing.
Right. And so that shouldn't play a factor in who's in the first round.
Okay. If you're only loss or you only lose to one team and they're a first round bye top four seed and you beat everybody else, many of them handily, I am rooting for. I would like to see BYU win so that they are in and we don't have this stupid debate. I don't want Duke to win because I don't think they're deserving in any way, shape, or form.
Well, Duke's not going to get in. That won't happen. There's no chance Duke gets in if they win. And the only scenario would be there is if
Virginia fart around.
They could easily lose that game. The only scenario that applies there is if James Madison somehow loses to Troy, but I still think the winner of the Mountain West would be ranked higher than Duke, but I'm not 100% certain on that.
Sure.
But James Madison is a 23-point favorite. Like, that would be an all-time shocking upset. So I don't think Duke's in if they win. I just think it leads to two G6 teams, which is also chaos. Well,
that's chaos.
And then does the ACC get left out?
Likely. But if BYU wins it forces the committee to one time and for all. You have it right in front of you. How much does head-to-head matter? Like, who are you going to put in that last
Miami would get it
bid?
Over Notre Dame.
Miami, Notre Dame, or Alabama?
I think
that's
they said
what it comes
that.
Down to. Based, and if Alabama loses to Georgia, if they win, obviously they're in. But if they lose to Georgia.
See, I think Bama's in.
I think
then,
no matter what.
Then it's all about the committee. And are we so in love with the SEC and we think the SEC is that much better than everybody else in college football? I think we'll finally, they'll be backed into a corner that they have to apply all of the random things they throw out for any one particular set. We'll finally know, okay, how is this shakedown when you have to sort out between three teams for one spot?
I just think it's ridiculous that I have seen infinitely more videos of pundits, whether they're in college football or not, tell me why three-loss Texas should be getting more consideration, and almost none on BYU.
Yeah.
And then I brand, okay, whatever, but I think I'm rooting for the BYU thing. I don't think they'll beat Tech. I think Tech is legitimately a wagon, and they could be in the running to win the whole enchilada, but it's fair. It's very fair today to wonder why they get no consideration, but Notre Dame and Miami do.
Well, they don't pass the eyeball test, Sprague.
Neither one of those teams is playing in a conference championship game, no, and one team won't even get in a conference.
No, no, they're not. So if you're an agent of chaos, let me just give you your quick blueprint for this weekend. Some of the things you're going to want to root for is that Troy upset over James Madison. I don't think it'll happen, but that would be domino number one if it did fall tonight. You want BYU to win, because if BYU wins, that guarantees two Big 12 teams in the playoff, and then somebody's got to get booted out. I think Alabama winning the SEC adds an interesting conundrum of where does Georgia go? Does Bama get a top four seed? That's a bit of a chaotic scenario. And you want Duke to beat Virginia, because then the ACC might legitimately get left out. So if you're an agent of chaos, that's what you want to root for this weekend. If you're a Duck fan, you're keeping an eye on the games tonight, because their first-round playoff game could come against one of the teams that wins this evening between James Madison and then North Texas and Tulane, who play at 5 o'clock on ABC. Let's break the line. Get your fake sponsors into the fan text line, 503-864-6326. We'll do some gambling next.
Spring in the line. Spring in the line.
Spring in the line.
See what we got here today. God, I'm hungry. Spring in the line brought to you by NFL on Prime. If Al Michaels doesn't put you to sleep, Sprague talking about his betting angle sure will. Man, look, Al Michaels is a GOAT. We all agree.
Oh, here you go again. Just Danielson and Michaels just
enough,
taking shots
dude,
all
enough.
Year.
He's horrible.
Did you hear him cough when he was laughing?
He's horrible.
That was the oldest thing I've ever heard him
do. Dude, I don't watch Thursday night games. Every time I turn it on, I'm like, oh, that's right. They have an alternate. No, but you can do like the StatCast one, and there's like a different bro on there that'll go over numbers and stuff.
Ah.
Like, I can't listen to him anymore. Spring and Live brought to you by judging another man's Christmas tree on the radio as uncomfortable as taking a Sprague pick.
We never posted ours. I took one this morning.
I posted
mine.
You can post it.
Oh,
I posted mine yesterday, dude. Everybody's telling me nice tree.
I did see it.
Thank you.
Yeah. On your like personal account?
And then I retweeted, because somebody said do it with show account, so then I retweeted
it
with
the show account.
Yeah. I don't know that there's a branch that doesn't have something on your tree.
Oh, we're covered.
Is it really like that?
We're top to bottom. Yeah. We're covered. I mean, it's not my doing.
Lights.
Now, is yours lit up? Heidi Klum. Jesus.
I know, isn't she?
How many needles have gone in those cheeks?
Oh, I was thinking the opposite of what you're thinking. Heidi Klum.
Is that a daily needle? Is that an every other day needle?
Your reaction was what I had to Trump's makeup. I don't know who...
who spray painted him this morning?
It looks like he got shot in the face with a tanner gun. Like, boom!
I need to go out there. I need to go out there now.
Boom! Ooh. Need to look like I'm not sleeping. Spring Line brought to you by Black Pepper, the hottest spice known to whites. Still easier to take down than a spray pick.
Well played.
Spring and Lab brought to you by the YMCA song. Just like a Duck football title, Dirt will never see an example of it, even if he's in the stadium.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, tall first, bitch. Spring and Lab brought to you by the Chill Pill. When you're fired up over LeBron stats or mad that you took a Sprague pick,
damn,
take yourself a Chill Pill and let the warm, fuzzy thoughts flow.
Somebody stunted on you.
Who did? Well, oh, the bigger tree response? Yeah, dude. Somebody had a big tree in there.
Well, first of all, the house. I mean, you just look at a house,
yeah,
and it's like
vaulted ceilings,
18-foot high.
Yeah, I can't hang with that.
Fireplace. Also, his star is like a projector of snowflakes.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I got blown. I mean, I'm not saying I have the best tree. The debate was over.
It's a good tree.
At the fan. Who has the best tree at the fan?
That's a good tree.
I feel strong in my candidacy. That's all I'm saying.
Swag is also right. There is not a single inch of tree.
We're covered.
That doesn't have something hanging off.
Top
it.
To bottom, baby. The
red
wife
star
was over.
Too, huh?
I mean,
you demonic? Do you think I bought that
in the Illuminati?
Do you think I choose where things go on a Christmas tree? Do you think that's my responsibility?
What was your
mine
responsibility?
Was to, mine was it? To cut down the tree.
And then she does it all?
And then haul it to the thing that was going to carry it to the truck, and then taking it from that thing to the truck, and then getting it out of the truck and cutting it one more time and then trimming the bottom branches and then getting it into the stand. That's my job. And then I sit down and I watch football.
We did have a listener thank me for the reminder of a life hack he had never known until he listened to the show, and that is after they tie the tree for you, you do not untie that tree until you firmly have it in your stand, and then you cut it.
Yes.
You got to let it, you got to get it, make it easier. Don't do it with branches hanging down.
Very difficult to do. One more. Spring Line brought to you by watching porn at work. I would rather take the risk of being fired than pay attention to Sprague during a betting segment.
Why don't you tell us the records, huh?
Here's how we did last week. Sprague won the weekend at 2-1.
Nice job.
Swag and I 1-2. So, you know, just a disaster this year. Sprague 20-19. You're back above 500 with that one. So, technically winning money on the season. My 1-2 weekend puts me at 16-23. Oh, Swag, your 1-2 weekend puts you at 14-25. Wow. With the win last weekend, the T-Box is your Sprague, and we got to go quick.
Thank you very much. I'm taking big favorites. I am betting against bad teams.
You're pulling a Swigard today?
I did last. I've had last 3 weeks.
Ease the pain of a triple back.
I'll tell you right now, not getting triple backdoored. How about taking the Rams in a response bounce back spot? They played a playoff game here last year. So it's kind of a home field advantage for them. Rams minus the 8 against the Cardinals after losing to the Panthers. The Seahawks could win. The Niners, they're on a bye. They just won. Rams need this game bad. Kyler Murray is out for sure the rest of the year. Give me the Rams minus the 8.5.
Okay.
I, too, am going back to the wood this week. The Seahawks get Kirkers. Are you kidding me? He may not finish
Dude,
the game.
He's so bad.
Seahawks minus 7.
Who ended up winning that Jet game last week? And I don't even remember the outcome of that game. Did Atlanta win?
Yes.
They played in New York, right? Isn't that
I'm
where they were
sure
playing?
The Falcons won.
I'm fairly confident that game
it
happened.
It was back and forth.
Wait a minute, I'm not confident.
Right? I think that...
I take it back.
That
know.
Game happened, right? Am I
it
misremembering
did.
That happened?
It was a bad game.
Okay. I remember looking at the score, and I'm like, this is a one-score game in the fourth quarter.
Who do we think won?
I thought the Falcons pulled it out.
Falcons
but...
won?
The Jets.
The Jets won the game.
Jets won on a field goal.
First pick from me. God, that's right. Game-winning field goal. Look, when you die on hills, you die on hills, and that's what I do around here. And I actually wasn't going to bet this game until you asked a question earlier in the show that led me down a rabbit hole of stats and the most bet-on ticket in the NFL this weekend. Oh. Now, this is purely a play on the masses or asses. Also, hopefully Dirt's right here, because if not, then it's a double whammy for me. Kick me in both nuts at the same time. I'm taking the Packers minus 6.5 at home against Chicago. Line doesn't make a lot of sense. The public loves Chicago. Oh. I know they won on the road in Philly last week.
He's zagging.
I think this is a purpose pitch from Matt LaFleur. I remember what you said last summer, and we're coming for you. Give me Packers minus 6.5 against the Bears.
I like rooting for points. I'm taking the over of 53.5 Cincinnati-Buffalo. Mm. Joe Burrow's getting Higgins back this week. He was at practice. Chase, Higgins, the full collective. I'm not convinced the Bengals defense is legit. I think Josh Allen, James Cook, and company score. Give me the over of 53.5.
Okay, Swag?
The Raiders are god-awful. The Broncos seem to think that they are still in the hunt for the number one overall seed. This is an opportunity for their offense to kind of work some things out, so I will lay the 7.5.
Okay.
Who is that?
Broncos over the Raiders.
Oh, I know. But you know what's funny? I might pick that game. I'm still contemplating my third pick. I told Dirt.
In Vegas, too, by the way.
I forgot that they played that stupid Thursday game
10-7.
And it was 10-7.
Yeah. 10-7.
So you kind of wonder, is that going to happen again? But the elements won't be as bad.
I'm going to give you some advice. Go ahead and fade this pick. I'm an idiot. But can anybody tell me how Cam Ward scores 7 points against the Browns defense?
Can you tell me Cleveland? That no. Cleveland scores more than 10?
Can they get to 13? Can I get a 13-7 final here? I'm taking the Brownies minus 4.5 at home against the Tennessee Titans.
I can't believe you're going to do it.
I'm doing it.
You're really going to do it?
I'm doing it. Give me the Browns. Shador, I ain't hard to find. Show me your roly, baby. Is he starting this weekend? I don't even know who's starting. Give me the Browns, 4.5 against the Titans.
Final pick for me. God, I'm going to regret this. Colts minus the 1.5 on the road in Jacksonville.
Ooh, we're trusting them, huh?
Yeah, I'm trusting the defense. That's more of a defensive
bet.
Is
that more of a trusting the Colts or not trusting the Jags?
Right.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Okay. Swag, last pick.
The Buccaneers are finally getting healthier. They're getting more dudes back on offense, and they will just be able to outscore the Saints Also, I'll lay. By a lot.
By a lot. Lock it. Lock of the week.
Did you see Evans might come back?
What?
I think I saw a report that they said Evans might be able to come back.
Is that game in Tampa or New Orleans?
In Tampa.
In Tampa.
Yeah.
Last but not least for me, I have two games I'm deciding from here. What the hell? Let's do it. I'm going to go head-to-head against you.
What?
Give me the Jags +1.5 against the Colts.
Is that a bet on Lawrence or no faith in the Colts?
Yep. There you go. Sprager's on the Rams.
Why are you fading me there?
I'm not fading you there. It's not because you picked the game. I was between that and the Bengals. I wanted another dog this weekend. Those
go
are two
with the
dogs.
Over with me. It's more fun.
It definitely is. I regret not taking the over
is if
last night.
Daniel Jones' leg is still a problem, and if he's a statue,
that's my concern there.
Colts or the Jags defense might
stop bringing logic to my
I love
argument.
The Bengals Bills over. I also have not taken the time to research what the weather is in Buffalo this weekend, so I don't know if that's going to play an impact.
I mean,
snow game, I don't know if you get over 55, but maybe you do.
It's freezing in Tampa Bay, Buffalo, and they hit the over. Josh Allen had 6 touchdowns in that game.
Yes. Was it freezing in that game?
Yeah, dude.
Was it?
It was like 34 degrees.
Okay. Just making it up as we go.
Maybe 42.
33 and snow flurries Saturday.
Flurries.
Hell yeah,
dude.
Scoring flurries.
Snow game.
31
hell yeah.
Sunday with a low of 16.
Ooh, chili burgers.
Sprager's
on the Rams -8.
Eight and a half.
My apologies. I didn't write my 8.5 down there. Over 53.5 in Bengals and Bills, and the Colts -1.5 against the Jags. Swag is on the Seahawks, laying the woods. 7 on the dot. Correct me if I'm wrong. At Atlanta.
Yep.
Denver -7.5 on the road against the Raiders. And the Bucs -8.5 at home against Tampa. Swag setting himself up for one of these. The Saints.
Yeah.
What helps ease the pain of a triple backdoor?
Just setting yourself up. We'll see how it plays out. I am, for some stupid reason, gambling on the Browns -4.5. I like the Packers -6.5 at home against the Bears. And give me the Jacks +1.5 as a home dog against
love
the Colts.
Your Browns pick.
You like that one?
I hit a Browns pick a couple weeks
you
ago.
You did.
It's great.
I was jealous of it's it the great. Whole time. It was it's the great. Same theory. They can't score on. I don't know if he's scoring on that defense at Cleveland. There you go. Spring in the line every Friday at 9:30. Let's wrap it up. Send you on your way next on the Fam.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we do have a bit of news. Before we get to that, let's recap the show today. Jamarcus Shepherd was great in the first hour of the show. I defended LeBron against known LeBron hater Brandon Sprague. We battled mercilessly all the way to the end. Chris Henry Jr. kicked me in the nuts after teasing me for 3 days, announcing something that he could have announced on Wednesday, but waited until Friday to announce it on McAfee that he stuck with his commitment to Ohio State.
I don't want to go conspiracy theory on you. I have a real suspicion that somebody reached out to that camp and basically said, don't make it today. We'll put you on ESPN tomorrow.
Ah.
It's programming. It's content.
It's good content.
He obviously had USC, Oregon, Ohio State. Some had LSU and Texas maybe in the background. Like, that was going to be a huge thing for about 5 minutes of a program. I wouldn't be shocked at all if he was told to hold.
I had a buddy who texted me. He was like, yeah, sick. Could have just announced that on Wednesday and not had this three-day tease, dude.
Seriously.
Hell of a tease. The draw in the World Cup starting now. And, you know, that's going to go on for another 3 hours. So, got that to look forward to. Before we close today, we do have a little bit of news, it sounds like.
Yeah, Canada guy drew his own country.
Hey, Canada! Yeah, Canada! Sounds like Penn State has finally found a head coach.
Yes.
The wait is over.
Are they going to get Matt Campbell?
And Matt Campbell, according to Ross Dellinger, is who I saw. I'm sure other people have been reporting this. That the final stages of negotiations to make Matt Campbell its new head coach have begun. Campbell at Penn State.
Still time for Penn State to screw it up.
I got to text a buddy. I got a buddy on the staff at Iowa State. I got to see if he's going. Is he finding a new gig? Does he want to go work at Penn State? Got to uproot the family. It's a lot of play here.
Look, it could have been far worse than this. If Matt Campbell tells you no, I don't know where you pivot to.
They would have just made the interim guy the head coach. But then all of a sudden, he was getting head coaching sniffs in the last couple of days.
Well, he had some people. I think Micah Parsons come out and basically give him the job. Look, I don't know if Campbell's going to do good. He's a good coach. Josh Pate thinks that's a slam dunk hire. That was somebody he threw out at the beginning of the whole process.
That should have been their prime candidate all along.
Maybe he's their Dana Altman. He's the eighth choice, and it ends up working out well for them.
Who do we want? Tubby Smith? Was that who we thought we were going to get?
No, Izzo.
Izzo, yeah. Izzo was our big fish. That's right. That's right.
I think Tubby was on that list, though.
I think he was one of the candidates, but you're right. I remember Izzo was the prime guy. We'll get him. We're in Group D. Is that what it looks like, Swag? Does that mean? Yeah, all right. We're Group D, so, you know, there we go. Soccer. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Enjoy the football. Starts tonight.
Yeah.
Blazers are in Detroit tonight.
Yep.
Detroit basketball. Pistons, one of the best teams in the East. So we'll see if they can pull off another shocking upset on the road, on their East Coast road trip. And Sunday is Selection Sunday. We'll find out when everybody's playing, who they're playing, and how it's all going to look. So be a fun little weekend, and we will talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Thanks so much for being a part of our Friday. If you missed the show, go check the podcast and like the video. Subscribe to the channel on YouTube if you haven't done so yet. Almost at 8,000 subscribers. Hopefully Josh Payne on Monday. Time will tell on that one. Shahan Jayaraja, and again, Jamarcus Shepherd. Awesome. Great today. Go catch both of those. Talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. The Firm. Harrison Marang is next. Listen to 105.1 FM. The Fam.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.